Feliz Abegón para todos.
Nosotras
hemos llegado.
If anyone wants to know, I failed Spanish 101.
She did.
I did.
This is not a lie.
This is a true story. How did that happen? I don't know.
Yeah,
I have every beyond idea.
Me. It's beyond me. Well, welcome back, everybody. It's episode 10 or 10, episode 3 of our quarantine. I'm Claire.
This is Renee.
The one who failed Spanish.
And when I took Spanish in 8th grade, they made me say, your name is Rena. It's like, it's the same in all languages. You just... Reina.
Probably not.
Okay.
First things first, we have a shout out. And you guys will never, ever believe what state we secured, if you will. You want to tell them, babe?
Montana.
As in, yes, you thought it, Hannah Montana.
Yes.
So you could say that we have officially broken into celebrity listeners.
Miley Cyrus listens to our podcast?
That's what I'm gathering
this
from this.
This is insane.
So our little roundup is going to be a little bit different this time because this past weekend, first of all, we didn't go to Chicago.
Wow.
Wow. It was nuts. We didn't go to Chicago. And, you know, it's funny because we were talking about a certain story and I was like, where was that? Like, where were we when that happened? And Renee goes, I think we were at your parents' house. And
in Chicago.
Yeah, I go, dude, we're always at my parents' house. And we realized we are always at my parents' house.
Yes, and shout out Corey. She still wants us to come home.
Yeah, right? That's home. Insane. Home, Renee says.
Yes, home.
I need to socially distance from you, specifically. We're also thinking, for some reason, we happen to get a little bit, like, be a little bit weirder at my parents' house than other places, which is just, like, probably...
Not the place.
Not the move.
Yeah.
But, like, we were thinking the other day, my parents had this big darty going on for a football game, and all of a sudden my mom is texting me, where are you guys? And I couldn't exactly tell her where, because Renee and I were in my parents' bathroom sitting in the bathtub. Hanging out for literally
like half an hour.
Yeah.
Well, we came back down and everyone's like, where were you guys? And we couldn't say
in the
master bath.
We're like, upstairs. Like, what's everybody's problem? We were like, what do you mean?
We're just hanging out, whatever.
The last time Renee and I were at my parents' house, we're all just sitting around watching TV. And we had been drinking a little bit, admittedly.
Shocking.
I went to go check my phone, like the phone time, and for some reason, I go, all right, everybody, well, it's 9/11. And, like, as soon as I said that, I was like, oh, my God, I have no idea why I said that. And the thing is, it had nothing to do with what time it was. I just so wish it would have been 9/12 or 9/10 because I said it, and I'm like, oh, this is a double whammy.
Me and her parents are looking at each other like, you hear that? Yeah.
What the hell is up with that, right?
Yeah.
Right? I was just like, I'm sorry, but I'm also glad that this happened around my family. Can you imagine I'm like going over to like meet a guy's parents for the first time? And I'm like, well, everybody,
it's 9/11. You're DJing at your first concert. Hey, everyone.
It's 9/11. Like, it could not have been a worse time. I was so like, fuck. So Renee and I wish that we had some more information on our weekends to share with each other, but we spent the entire weekend together. And when I say that, I mean Renee came over on Thursday evening and she left Sunday evening.
And do you know what happened on Thursday evening? I was in a work Zoom call.
This was not on Thursday. This was Friday.
This was Friday. Claire mooned me on my Zoom call.
I was not in the camera, by the way, but I wasn't even planning on it. She was Zooming in another room, and I walked in. I was like, this would be funny.
I just look up, see bare-ass cheeks. Hi. What?
She's blinded as the light coming in through my shades is reflecting off of
the cheeks.
Through the cheeks. I'm translucent. So that was definitely a highlight of our weekend together. We had some fun.
Had a few kickbacks, if you will.
A couple kickbacks.
We're still social distancing, but everyone here on campus has been like pretty far away from each other. And on the weekends, you know what? We like to socialize.
A small kickback.
Extremely
by the way,
small.
We don't have claws. We do have wine. If you can hear the ice rattling, cheers.
You can.
Some more ASMR. I'll do a couple kickbacks. Renee and I, around where I live, like walking distance near campus, is we only, for the most part, have guy friends here. So we kind of spend the weekend rotating from which one of their houses we're going to spend anywhere from 30 minutes to 9 hours at. And completely, as Renee said, commandeer the kickback.
And are we necessarily invited to these kickbacks? No.
Do we need to be? No.
We're calling our friends. This shocked me. We call one of my friends, and usually when I call him, he's like, what's up, Renee?
He loves to, like, answer and act like we're inconveniencing him, but he loves it, I swear.
He does love it, but this time he was, like, pretty fucked up, so I could tell, you know, drunk words, sober thoughts. I call him, and he's like, oh, my God, you guys have to get here. I want to hang out with you guys, throw each other around a little bit, push each other on the ground, and then lift each other up.
That's what he said.
That's exactly what he
said.
And
he was going, he goes, you guys are exactly what I'm going to see right now. You guys are coming over. And then he, like, you hear him in the background going, it's Claire and Renee. And then I was like.
You know, they were having, like, a bonfire outside.
Oh, yeah, they were. It was an outdoor kickback.
Yeah, we get there. What did we do? We turn this outdoor kickback into an inside kickback in the smallest possible room in this.
In the smallest room of the house, because we went in to go, you know, like, go warm up.
Took too long.
In a couple of these rooms. And before we know it, we got 9 people packed in this tiny room. And that is how you commandeer a kickback.
What am I playing on the Roku? She doesn't mind Sean Paul.
Was anybody mad?
No.
Yes, but all of them. And they're all going, give me the remote back. And she was like, I don't know where it is. As it's, wait, after we made him go get the TV from another room and bring it into this room so that we could kick back in this room.
The fact he brought the TV in. He's like, I got to go get my TV to get the music on.
He had been drinking, believe it or not, more than we had.
Believe it or not.
If you get a load of this.
Well. The thing is, he wasn't drinking more. He was just drinking more earlier in the evening. Because we had probably drank more than him, you know.
Throughout the whole day?
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Another thing that we learned from this weekend together is, so you guys obviously don't know this, but like when Renee and I are recording a podcast, we have a little notebook that we prop up and we have our, you know, talking points and stuff like that on it.
There's a reading lamp.
There's a reading lamp over it. Yeah, that's true. Renee just disclosed to me this past weekend that she can't read my handwriting. So every week we write out this whole plan and Renee can't read it because my handwriting sucks. It's so bad.
This week I could tell she put a little bit more thought into it, but
I did. But also when I mess up a letter, I just heavily draw over it with the letter that I meant. So sometimes things just look a little not chill.
Yeah, we were a few claws in. I see the notebook. I go, Claire, I gotta tell you this. Sometimes when we're recording the podcast, I don't know what we're talking about next because I can't read your handwriting.
And I'm not kidding. I was shocked. I know I have bad handwriting, but I was legitimately shocked to hear that. I was like, oh my God. Okay, maybe we'll post some pictures to the Instagram, which is In Our Defense Pod. One word, not podcast, pod. Of kind of what some of our episode layouts look like.
They're not
and
pretty.
Then, and then you guys can see how many things we talk about that I cut out later. Because I'm like, we did not have time for this.
Okay.
But really quickly to circle back, as we love to do, to things that we said last week. We promised you all that one of our quarantine activities, we were going to take a box of Franzia, which reads 34 glasses. And we were going to let you all know exactly how many glasses we got out of that one box of Franzia. So I'm going to give you all a little bit of time to think about how many you think we got. 12. It was 12 glasses.
That means
out of the whole box.
That means each of our glasses is three times the size of the recommended glass size.
So we had a little bit of moment when we were outside, if you will, warming up for the podcast. We kind of thought to ourselves, huh, so if we have like three glasses of bed.
Three glasses of bed.
Then we are not whining tonight. Not this again. If we have three glasses of wine before we go to bed. I can't believe I did it again.
I can't believe I just snorted on air.
And I can't believe that literally this podcast, I'm thinking to myself, neither one of us has fucked up our words that bad yet. And then here I go talking about drinking our bud. But we did the unfortunate math of figuring out that might be nine glass. That can't be right.
No.
Nine glasses of wine? We would never.
I mean, the box is wrong, if anything.
If anything, like, we're being lied to. Because nothing is our fault.
As we've continued to harp on.
I cannot drive this. This is the hill I'm willing to die on. Nothing is my fault. Okay?
No.
Second thing we wanted to circle back on is, I know maybe a couple episodes ago, I was talking about this guy who I had been seeing a little bit of. And I said I didn't want to talk about him that much because I kind of like this guy. Well, let me just say, that's no longer the case. So we also said last week when we were answering some viewer mail that we said one girl was asking about, like, well, is this guy playing me? And we said, you know, we like to think that guys are not that calculated. We were wrong.
We spoke too soon.
Yeah. Before things went wrong with this one guy, he specifically told me, I said something about it because I was like talking about our podcast, which I did not give him the name of, thank God. And I was like, yeah, well, like, you know, guys aren't that calculated. He goes, oh, yeah, they are. I was like, what? He goes, oh, I know for a fact that if I text a girl a bunch for like 4 days, 4 days after is like when she's starting to get sick of me texting her so much, and I ghost her for like three or barely respond, and then she's completely obsessed with me because she like experiences the like what it's like to lose the attention. And I was like, this is psychotic.
Well, keep in mind, this isn't your average
No, this guy. Is a sociopath.
Yeah.
Explain. We have come to learn this man is a legitimate sociopath. And I'm not going to get into too many details, but he like is completely mentally unstable. And to give you guys an example, he one night somewhat randomly started after this is a man who's like literally trying to plan our lives together. And I'm like, oh, okay. All of a sudden he starts being very mean to me.
He's bullying you.
Bullying me. I was bullied all last week.
At 22 years old.
I was bullied my whole life. I plateaued for a little bit around like 17. And then here I'm at 22 and I'm being bullied again. And you know what? I'll just come out and say it. It's a lot more fun to be the bullier than to be the bully. Okay. Bully-y. So I'm getting a little sick of it. So he was being very mean to me. And so we obviously were not going to be talking after that. 2 days later, and he has blocked my number. So 2 days later, he sends me a message on Snapchat and says, do you have Xfinity? I go, why? He goes, I need the login and password. I go, dude, no. He goes, all right, fuck you, blocked. And then he blocked me. And I was like, I didn't even tell him if I had Xfinity. Was I really even in the wrong? So Renee and I have come to the conclusion, we are completely done with men in this godforsaken area code.
Well, the same thing happened to me. I was talking.
Was it the same thing?
No. It was not the same thing. So the guy that reminded me of Joe Goldberg, because he was so fucking creepy.
Yeah.
So that's my type. During this quarantine, I've been a bit lonely. You know, it's just been me at my apartment, my roommate, Lexi. I know
featuring me.
Well, but my roommate, Lexi, she hasn't been at my apartment in 3 weeks. And I know you're not listening to this because you haven't even gone through the first episode. But anyways.
I don't blame her.
But anyways, yeah. So I got a bit lonely. You know what? I started messaging this guy back, whatever. I saw he was from the area. This is the problem with dating someone when you're not a local. You don't know all the tea.
Right. You know? You don't know, like, were you whack in high school? Because, yeah. like, not that high school matters anymore, but, like, if you were an arsonist, like, I would like to know if that's part of your past.
Exactly.
And how else would I find out? Your mom's not going to tell me.
Yeah, my mom would. We were supposed to hang out. And then I'm finally like, you know what? I'll text my friend, see if she knows this guy. She goes, Renee, do not. He's a psychopath. I was like, okay, I should have asked a little bit earlier. And that's over. So now we're not dating people from Indiana anymore.
Yeah, we have left the chat on that one.
Yes.
Claire and Renee have exited the chat. Next, we like to talk about do not forget to keep checking on your friends because the men are going insane. And I mean, like, the amount of guys who are coming out of the woodwork and being like, hey, as if... And I know it's not because they want to spend time with me. It's because they're bored and they're like, you know... Who could I waste my time on? Claire. Perfect.
Ah.
These men are going crazy. Somebody the other day snap texts me and goes, quarantine and chill. I go, yep, that is what I do all day. What about you? You know, I'm like, I'm not even going to engage this conversation. And I was talking to one of my friends earlier today, and we were talking about how this quarantine is creating a complete role reversal for men and women. Because usually... You know, I'm just going to say, based off experience with my friends and such, usually it is the girl that is texting the guy a lot, wants to hang out all the time, you know, constantly hitting him up, and then they're, you know, the guy isn't responding that much. Now, in quarantine, all of the guys are blowing up the girls' phones.
And they are all, he's still blowing your phone up.
They are all sending... 175 texts per hour. They are all asking you if you can quarantine and chill every single night. And the girls are starting to realize, this is what I thought I wanted, but I don't.
Absolutely not.
So it's kind of forcing everybody to take a look at themselves. Like, all of these girls are thinking, oh my God, it is so annoying when somebody does this. To me, it must be annoying when I do it. And all the guys are like thinking, oh my God, she's not texting me back. And it's giving me terrible anxiety. Why am I doing this to girls?
Hmm.
So everybody's really...
I don't think they've asked that question.
No, they're probably just sitting there like, why the hell can't I get a text back?
I'm a fucking 10. Why isn't she texting me?
Right?
And he's got a neck beard.
He has a neck beard and he's wondering why he's not getting a text back. I'll tell you what, the number one reason ain't even a neck beard, which I never thought I would say. But it's because you have now flipped it and annoyed her and... Everybody knows you want what you can't have. And now these girls are like, well, I'll just say it. I don't want him. He's annoying.
I mean, you got to look on the bright side during this.
Keep checking in on your friends.
Yeah.
So Renee came up with something pretty fun.
Well, so I was talking to my friend on FaceTime. We were having a little girls' night the other night on FaceTime. Sick. And we were talking about... just the guys that we've talked to in the past, and we got on the subject of...
3 hours later, after you made it through the list, you guys got on the subject.
Yeah, we got on the subject of doing small things that you know will annoy, like, either, like, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever you're talking to, just enough to get, like, a little bit of a reaction, but not enough for them to, like, break it off.
Not enough. Okay, there's, like, that fine line between, like, it's annoying them... but it's not enough for them to say anything to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if they said something, they're like, that would just be uncalled for. But it definitely irritates them. So you bet your ass we have compiled a list of subtle ways to drive your significant other to the point of insanity without taking it too far for them to even bring it up to you.
Yeah.
You want to kick it off?
My first one is just... something that your significant other or whoever you're talking to does... that, like, really doesn't annoy you, but you know it would annoy maybe someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do it, and you just go, you always do this.
They brush their teeth, and you're like, you always do this.
And they say, what? And you're like, you fucking know.
You know exactly what you're
like,
doing.
Dude, like, let's not even have this conversation. You know exactly what you're doing.
It's not a big deal, dude, but you always do this.
I'm like, come on.
One of my favorites... steal a remote. Okay? Not all the remotes, because if you steal all the remotes, they're going to be like, somebody stole my remotes. Steal one remote, like the remote to the TV in their room. And it's to the point where they would never assume that you stole it, but they know that their remote is gone and now they can't watch TV and they are pissed off. Okay. Can you imagine anything more frustrating than you're trying to like watch a movie and go to bed? Or do anything on your TV and go to bed, and you can't because the fucking remote is missing. And you're like, I can't accuse my girlfriend or boyfriend of stealing it.
Yeah.
Why would they steal my remote? I'll tell you why. Because they listen to our podcast and they're fucking insane.
And you know, they have like one remote that controls like the power and the volume, and the other one that's like their Apple TV. Just one of them.
Take the power and the volume. Oh, yeah. If you just take the volume remote, and then they have to decide between two things. Am I going to listen to this on full blast, or am I going to listen to it in silence with subtitles? Oh, God. Because I've had to do it before and it's the worst. Okay.
I have too, but it's just because it's under all my clothes in my room.
Yeah.
So I saw this other one on TikTok. Your man goes, ask your man, you go, what are you doing tonight? He goes, I'm hanging out with the boys. You say, okay, cool. He goes, what? Yeah.
Okay, cool. What do you need? $20?
Go out with the boys. She goes, what, you need some money?
Yeah, I know. He's like, no, but like, I'm going out with the boys. Yeah, for sure.
Text me if you need anything.
And they're like, well, what are you doing tonight? I don't know. Maybe hang out with the girls?
Yeah.
And then it's like every man's brain goes, dun, dun, dun.
They're like, girls' night.
The girls? Show me your phone.
With me and Claire specifically, they're like, girls' night. Renee and Claire, what could possibly not happen?
Right? Oh, my God. One of my exes used to...
Oh, he hated me.
Okay, I'm glad you said it first. He hated Renee. One time he and I were supposed to go out to dinner together, and then I brought two of my friends. And this is my boyfriend. And I brought two of my friends.
Hey, you.
And I just remember, like, when they're asking for checks, everybody pauses for a minute, and he's like, I will pay for Claire and I. Because we're all like, maybe?
It was mostly me, just like, what do you think's fair?
What do you think's fair, 50-50 on my meal? Another thing that I will always love to do to just piss somebody off, maybe it could be twice a day for 3 days, or it could be once a week. Pick your player. You send them a text that could never, ever be put into context. Like, not the green string dude. That's the one I'm obsessed with. And then go, LMAO, wrong person.
That's good. Oh, wow.
If you just send them, well, which pair did you wear last night? And then you go, sorry, wrong person. And they're like, well, who are you talking to? And you go, don't worry about it. This is how I keep my boyfriends on their toes.
This is what me and my friend were specifically talking about. I honestly forget if I brought this up on the podcast before already, but one time I went on a date. Yeah, crazy. And we're in the car on the way back. He's like, do you want to hang out later? I'm like, yeah, for sure. He's like, yeah, what about 9? I'm like, okay, cool. I'll expect a text at 9. So I, you know, go into my room. He like has some assignment to finish up. And, you know, 9 comes around. I wait 10 minutes, 9:10. I think, you know what? I should probably say something, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Was it? Was the ball left in your court?
Well, we were just like, we're going to hang out at
we'll
9.
We'll hang out at 9.
Yeah, so okay. I'm like, oh, should I come over right now? And no response. 10 more minutes go by. I'm like, hello? I wait 10 more minutes.
I wonder why she's single.
Yeah, it's 9:30 at this point. I'm like, okay, good night. It's 9:30.
Oh, my, wait. I just say, when girls go, okay, GN. Okay, yeah, good night.
GN is the thing.
It could be 4 p.m. and some guy pisses me off and go, okay, GN.
Yeah. But so, 9:30 rolls around. And I'm like, good night. As if I'm actually going to bed. 15 minutes go by. I hear my phone ring. You know what I do? I don't answer it.
Yeah.
I hear it ring a second time.
You
I
went
go
to bed.
I go, hello. As if I'm in my like second REM cycle.
As if you're mid dream going, yeah. Hello. Like, your eyes aren't even open.
Yeah, I'm literally like training my voice before, like it's on the second ring. I'm like, hello.
I've done that too.
Yeah, so I'm like, hello. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I just like fell asleep because you weren't responding.
Because you were.
He's like, oh my God, I'm so, so sorry. Like, please, like, come over. I'm like, I mean, I just fell asleep, but I guess like I'm still in my makeup.
It twists my arm. You come over like full glam. You come over in heels. I just passed out in this. I was just exhausted the thought of you.
But the thing is, like, yeah, I did this, and my friend was like, I've also done this. And Claire just said she's also done that. If a yes. girl wakes up 15 minutes after, like, her last text to you, she didn't just wake up.
No. And I can also comfortably say, I said it before, I'll say it again, it could be 10 a.m. And some guy doesn't respond to me for a little bit, or he's, like, pissing me off, and we're having a disagreement, and he isn't immediately taking my side in the disagreement. He gets an, all right, good night. And then I'm not kidding. 95% of the time, I get it. No, like, come on, like, don't do that. And I'm like,
what do you mean?
Don't do what?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dude, you're being crazy right now.
Dude, I was just trying to go to bed.
But can I also just say, for all of our male listeners out there, do not do this to a girl. If you text a girl and she doesn't respond, and then you go, okay, GN, she's going to go, okay, beta male, good night.
Yeah.
No, she will literally uh-huh. look at you as the most annoying person. This sounds dramatic, but I've had guys who gave me like an okay GN one time when and I didn't, like, text back okay. in 10 minutes. And I was like, wow, I'm immediately 100% turned off of you.
Yeah, you go, all right, go to
good
bed.
Good night.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. Enjoy forever. Your nap, I guess. But this kind of brings me to another thing that I like to do every now and then. And that's, and this doesn't really work for, like, boyfriends, girlfriends, or something like that. And this is, like, if you really, really want to get under somebody's skin, here's how you do it. Say you guys have plans. This is when it works especially well. But even if you don't have plans, you guys, you can still do this. Bless you, Renee. God, get a grip. But if you text somebody around like 9:45, 10 o'clock, and you go like, hey, what's up? Like, what are you up to tonight? Something like that. And they respond, you know, within 10 minutes. Do not respond. Do not respond. Because they're going to be like, he just texted me. What happened in this short amount of time? I know for girls, they're going to start thinking, well, did another girl text him back? What's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, keep me in the loop. Don't keep them in the loop.
No.
Keep them guessing. Don't respond.
In the Chicago loop?
And that was one of your worst terrible. Jokes ever. That was definitely one of your worst.
Yep.
I mean, at least wait until like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and don't address the fact that it's been hours. If they say, oh, just chilling, what about you? It'd be like, oh, like just like hanging out with some friends. Don't address that it's been a long time. Or if you're even more of a badass, then you wait until like a day or two later and go just hanging out with some friends or like just finished some laundry. What's up with you? If it's been in the same night relatively, then they're going to probably text you back. But if it's been a couple days, they're going to be like LMAO for that long. And you just go, yeah, but what's up? Okay. And this person is going to be sitting there and they're going to be so pissed. But they are not going to tell you that they're pissed.
Well, they're going to be pissed, but they're also going to be like, well, if she doesn't see a problem with that response, like maybe she was hanging out for that long.
Why should I see a problem with that response?
Yeah.
That's like when you open up like an old dating app you haven't been on 6 years and you're like, oh my God, just took a really fat ass nap. What's up? And they're like, since 2011? That's a long nap.
I was in a coma.
Wait a minute. 2011, how old? I was 14. That was way too young to be on a dating. That was, okay, oh my God, this is so sad.
That was way too young to be having a nap.
This is so sad. When I was 14, dating apps didn't exist yet. Yikes.
I feel like Tinder came out like my freshman year of college.
Well maybe, I'll be honest, the first time I ever used Tinder, and I was like one of the people who was really reluctant to get on it, I had Tinder for 6 months. And this is, and I can honestly say, the only 6 months I've ever used Tinder, my senior year of high school.
Well, I know for a fact, it's not just me. Girls usually go on Tinder to get a little bit of boost of confidence. They never respond to any messages. They don't
message
anyone
first. I hung out with one guy,
first.
But knowing me, I brought a friend. So
that friend was me.
I didn't know you back then. It was Amanda.
I was thinking about Hinge and Patrick. Shout out you.
Shout out Patrick. Oh my God, Patrick. I wonder how he's holding up during quarantine.
Should we ask him? Should I reach out? Hey, you. Hey, I remember you.
Do you remember me? I don't. But wait, the last one I wanted to bring up about how to be goddamn annoying. This is kind of specific to certain people. I dated a guy who he had pretty poor vision, but he wore contacts. At nighttime, he would put on his glasses. And I hate to say it, but his glasses made him look like a completely different person in the worst way possible. It made his eyes look like wonky as hell. And every time he put on his glasses, I was like, that's not my boyfriend. It was just like somebody I was not at all attracted to. I'm just laying it all out there. This is more of like, I mean, please don't do this to people because you're going to cost them a lot of money. I guess this is just more of like one thing that happened yeah. that I did. So one night he falls asleep with his glasses on. I'm wasted. So I'm like, I'm going to be really nice. I'm going to take his glasses off his face because first and foremost, it's much easier to look at now. So I take his glasses off and I just like fold them and put them on the bed. I wake up in the morning. You know how you have like that first hungover wake up that's way too early, like 7 or 8?
Oh, God.
And then some of like the week go back to bed.
Yep.
And then the mild wake up and keep going.
Yep.
Yep. Oh my God, I said weak and mild as if meek and mild. That's weak. Not at all what I meant to do. And so I wake up, it's probably like 7 something in the morning. I look over, I have rolled over his glasses in my sleep.
Oh no.
And they are cracked, broken. So in my, and the first wake up wasn't even like a real, like I consider it like I did this in my sleep. So I take them and I put them on my side of the bed in between the mattress and the wall, and I just slide them down. The next morning, when he wakes up, he goes, do you have any idea where my glasses are? I can't figure out what I did.
Not a clue.
I let this man look around for 45 minutes as I'm pretending to help tear apart the bed. Look in the drawers.
Like, oh my God.
And he was like, shoot, I gotta get another pair of glasses. And I was like, God, baby, I'm so sorry.
As if he couldn't afford them. He's the one that paid Claire to get us Tito's and we bought
Burnett's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So do I feel that bad?
No.
Could feel worse. Also, next week, we decided we're going to do like a random story kickback. Will probably be like the name of the episode because we're going to start basically talking about how wild our friends are and tell some of the horror stories.
Yeah.
But this one I've got to bring up. And first of all, this is not wild, but it's just something I thought about the other day. One time, my junior year of high school, all of my friends were seniors except for one was a sophomore. And so I'm with one of my friends one night. It's like a Friday night. And we decided we just want to have like a casual night in. And it was maybe 10:30. No, it was probably like around midnight. And we were staying at our house. We decided we wanted to like go for a drive because, you know, okay, fine. Like, I'll say it. We used to smoke cigarettes in high school. I do not anymore. None of us do anymore, actually.
High schoolers love to go on drives to Meijer.
Well,
go that, into Meijer. That was what we did in my hometown.
We usually just would drive around and smoke cigarettes. Yeah,
smoke.
Gross. So we're driving around our neighborhood, and all of a sudden we were, like, talking about this one guy, and she goes, he has the sickest house. And I was like, really? Like, I've never seen it. And she goes, yeah, like, take a left right here. Like, this is, like, his house is right down here. We could take a left. We're getting closer to the house, and we realize, oh, my God, he's having a party. There are, like, 30 people just in his front yard. And then we realize, oh, shit, he lives at a dead end. Okay? So I'm going, oh, my God, like, shit, like, what do I do? She unbuckles and gets on the floor of the front seat. So I proceed to have to make a 7-point turn, essentially in his driveway, while he's having a party on a Friday night and it looks like I'm alone. Like, I just drove past his house by myself to see if people were there. And I literally am, like, shaking as even though my windows are rolled up, people that I know are looking me in the eyes.
She's got big eyes, too.
As I am trying to make this turn, I'm, like, running over their lawn a little bit, like, panicked. And Amanda, I guess I'll blur out her name. Who gives a fuck? It was Amanda.
Yeah.
Is on the floor going, dude, go, go. And I was like, well, why do you care? Because no one knows you're here. It looks like I just did a drive-by to a dead end of a party by myself. And I was 2 years younger than all of them. Or a year younger. I was like, this is one of the worst things to happen to me.
Well, did this not happen with... the same exact scenario panned out.
Hold on. And first of all, you guys are probably thinking, hey, Claire, stop driving your friends past guys' houses. Yeah, I have learned.
Have you?
No. But anyways, one of my other friends in high school, we went to go get coffee or something like that. I don't know why she and I just like live for getting like coffee together at like 10 a.m.
She's the one that where they wanted to get coffee, but they blacked out at brunch instead.
No, those were two different scenarios.
Oh,
there was the one where this was the one where I was an hour early to brunch.
Yes.
And where we went to go get coffee, and then we're on our phones Googling where can we get drunk right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were, I don't even know what time it was. She goes, drive past house, which I'm, but who was her boyfriend at the time. And I was like, okay, yeah. And I didn't even question why, because like she particularly loved a drive-by of guys' houses. We start driving by. Oh, wait, no. This is because at the time, her boyfriend was in college and she was still in high school. And she was saying, you know, he's supposed to come home for some break, but then he told me he doesn't know when he's getting back and it might not be until tomorrow. The next day, she goes, drive past his house. We drive past, and the second I'm driving by is the second that he has pulled in, and he and his family are out front unloading his car. What does she do? Duck down. And I am left to, there's a speed bump in front of the house, slowly pass over and be like, hello, and keep driving. And I'm like, God damn it.
Again?
Again. Everybody's going to think all Claire Conti does is drive around past people's houses by herself.
I'm just going to say this. If you haven't driven by, like, a guy you're talking to, that like, from, like, high school, you know where his house is. You have done this.
No,
you've driven by his house.
I don't know. Okay, wait.
Well, maybe next week, or maybe I'm just a psychopath.
No, I'm going to make a note for next week. Like, we're going to ask our guy friends, like, in high school, like, be honest. Did you ever drive past a girl's house? Because I know that all of my friends and I would do drive-bys in high school.
I would do that all the time.
I had one, and when we do next week's story dump, specifically about... If you could have seen the look on my face when I said that, it was just like gross.
Story dump.
I will get more into this next week because... I can't get into these stories now. They're too good and they need to be isolated into next week's story dump.
Yes.
So, but yeah, we used to do drive-bys all the time. My friends and I used to drive past my ex's house and litter on his lawn. We used to get together all of the trash that was in our cars and we would drive by and throw it on his front lawn. It's so messed up. We gathered the trash. We could have just thrown it out.
You could have.
But we were like, let's go by his house and litter all over his lawn.
Quick intermission. My best friend, Lindsay, from home. Hi. One time we were in high school. We weren't really friends in high school. But one time we were in the same... We went to a Christian school. We were
same
in the
kickback?
Yeah. We were in the same Bible kickback. And
those are fucking lit. You know, who knows how to turn water into wine.
We were in the same Bible kickback, and a cop comes to the door of this room. She wasn't in there, obviously. She was skipping class. He comes in,
She skipped the Bible kickback?
Yeah, she did. This cop comes in and goes, is Lindsay Capel in here? And everyone's like, what? And so the like teacher goes up there. She tells me later, she's like, yeah, I littered in front of McDonald's. This cop chased me down back to the school so that
and
he could...
knew her. Wait, first of all, why did the cop know her first and last name?
Well, I mean...
a small-ass town.
Yeah. He literally chased her down and was like, I got to find this girl because she just threw her McDonald's cup on the McDonald's like
lawn.
Grass. Yeah.
Gorgeous lawn.
They're
shout
gorgeous
out my
lawn.
Dad for a gorgeous lawn.
It was just, I couldn't believe it.
What way to ruin a kickback? I hate when the cops come to a kickback.
John 3:16.
The cops came. The kickback is
she,
over.
She goes, wait. In all things through Christ, I... Wait, what?
Wait, it's the Last Supper. The cops show up. Is everybody here of age?
Is Jesus here?
Is Jesus
the carpenter here?
Is Jesus here? Is he spinning some water into wine, selling it to underage cats? How back the Panera.
They're like, yeah, I don't know that guy.
Jesus? Never heard of him.
I don't think so.
Most people our age. So anyways, last week we had some quarantine fun time suggestions for you all. And we do have some more now. And so my first one is learn a new language. And I put ASL. So I, like, on my own free will a couple years ago, started learning sign language. And it's to the point where I am very good at sign language. And I have been trying to get Renee to learn it for so long so that we may talk in silence. And she just, I mean, if you've ever seen a lack of effort, this is it.
Well, Claire, I failed Spanish 101, so what do you want me to say?
So ASL 101 is not looking good.
It is not.
The next thing I have on my list is, and this one I literally take seriously, join Guinea Pig Advice and Support Group on Facebook. I was added by a friend a couple months ago because we were considering getting some piggies, and you will, the entertainment is, in a word, nonstop. People are constantly posting about their guinea pigs, and if you go on there, like I did, and post, I'm about to be like a first-time guinea owner, and I'm looking for some advice.
Guinea owner?
Specifically
Papua
on...
Papua New Guinea?
You've been making the worst jokes.
I know. They're terrible.
This is what I live with. But if you, I went on and posted, you know, like, first-time guinea owner, looking specifically into Peruvians, any tips about, like, what kind of comb you use, what kind of bedding. Days and days of constant responses. And I've never felt so welcomed by a group, but it is private, I will add. So you have to have, like, an active member add you. So any of our listeners, email us or DM us. Our email is in.our.defense.podcast@baby.com. @gmail.com. And I will, like, give me your name on Facebook and I will join you to this group because the entertainment is going to be insurmountable.
I'm also in a Facebook group where someone has to add you. It's called a group where we all pretend to be boomers. And after every post, someone goes, I have a great recipe for egg salad.
My grandson, John.
John, what are you doing here? This doesn't look like you. Did you get a haircut?
Trying to figure out how to FaceTime my nephew, Aiden. Does anybody know why the screen says paused? Audible. And that's a joke you have to have listened to our other episodes
yep.
for. Another one I have, and this one my friends and I actually did, go on Club Penguin. I know it was down for a long time. Club Penguin is back, reworked, better than ever. It was crazy. I was actually talking to somebody who goes, I was like, are you on Club Penguin? And he goes, I had to look up what that was.
Was he 17?
Are you Patrick Starr? Are you raised under a rock? Was he 17? Was it my future husband? No. So my friends and I, we have a group of four of us that went on Club Penguin. For the most part, we were just like hanging out, like mobbing in different parts of the Club Penguin, specifically the dojo. But then one of my friends starts going, anybody here 23-year-old boy? Like going around just saying it over and over again. People are going, if you were actually 23 on here, you wouldn't just say it. Here we are, all like relatively 23, being like, well, here we are.
Club Penguin is the new Hinge.
Literally. And then we go to the nightclub and we all gather behind the DJ booth. There's somebody else already back there. And I just start frantically going, I'm on aux, I'm on aux, I'm on aux.
Like, get out of here, I'm DJ.
Actually, I tried to FaceTime Claire during this. She goes, Can you hold on a second? I'm on aux on Club Penguin. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That was not even a cap.
No cap whatsoever.
I was auxing at Club Penguin. And here's the thing. One of these other random penguins, and it was like the like our rival gang at this point. Like, there was like one group of people, and then there was us. And we were like the I'm on aux. And they were like, my turn. And we were like, no. They start going to one of my friends, like, Marie, come over here. As her name is, like, Marie, like, 1, 2, 3 or something like that. They're like, Marie, come here. Her penguin waddles its ass over there. And she was like, yo, like, what's up? And they start going, like, want to come back to my igloo. And we were like, holy shit, this is the bars.
Wait,
recreated.
No. Dude, that's what everyone used to say when I was like 12 years old on there.
Want to come back to my
igloo?
Yeah,
want to come back to my igloo?
Yeah, that was literally this day and age of like nightcap at mine. And the answer is again, no. But then all my other friends start waddling over being like, can I come to the igloo too? And I'm like, this couldn't be more realistic.
This is a closed event.
This is a closed event. I'm sorry. Do you know a brother? Do you know a peng?
Do you know a peng?
You know a ping?
You know a pee?
Ping.
Okay.
You do. The last thing that I want to bring up from our quarantine suggestions is it's an app called Beer Buddies. Yes. And you can like hook it up through your Snapchat. And it's a way where like you have your friends and like their locations and everything. And everybody taps a button every time they have a drink. And they tap what they're drinking. So, and like, then you can go on and click cheers to your friends and stuff like that. Like, it's really fun. Like, it's pretty much a way to drink with your friends when you're not with your friends. And you can like click cheers and you can both be like, we both just drink a hard seltzer. Cheers. Like, it's just, it's really fun. And then when you go on the app, like, I can look right now and it'll tell you. A part that I don't like is it will tell you how much you've had to drink in the past 24 hours. And it'll tell you how much you've had to drink since downloading the app. But I can see here, like, I have a friend who 37 minutes ago drank white wine. Another friend who an hour ago drank beer. You, like, there's just, like, so many. One day ago, one of my friends smoked a cigarette. And put it in there. And it's just, it's really fun. And well, everybody should download it.
If you want to add us, you can add by username.
I can't say mine.
Oh, never mind. Okay,
well, you can say yours, and then we can, if you guys add us, and she doesn't know, Renee doesn't know you, and she adds you back, like, then I'll know what it was for, but I just, like, I can't say my username on this.
Okay, well, mine is Frankenbone, FrankenBone. That's FrankenBone.
Frankenbone.
Anyways, listen to the first part of that. Just reverse if you want to hear that again.
Frankenbone. And mine, you guys will get through that. Mm-hmm. Also, before we move on to our listener cues, our obviously favorite part of every episode, I do want to say there is one thing that I sorely, sorely miss about going to work every day.
What?
There is this absolutely gorgeous blue heron that sits on the canal that I drive past every morning. And I've never seen, if you guys, stunning, magnificent, absolutely breathtaking. And I miss that blue heron so much. And today when I drove past that same area, guess who wasn't there?
The heron?
The heron, because guess what? He's social distancing.
And I respect that.
And I respect it too, but they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And in this case, the beholder had the hots for the blue heron. Okay, our listener mail, I keep wanting to say viewer mail, especially because I write down viewer mail everywhere. Here's the first one. Hey, ladies, so I thought I'd give some of your quarantine fun suggestions a go, and honestly, I really did kill some time. Passed on the idea of covering myself in marker. Smart. But I did go through a box of wine, one that says 34 glasses, and I did it in 20. So I will let you know when my lawsuit against them turns out.
Ha! Can you please add us to that?
Wait, literally, can you? Renee and Claire have entered the chat.
Follow-up email.
Please, follow-up email. You got 20, so I'm honestly, I'm impressed. And you want to know why I'm impressed? Because if you saw, okay, we'll have to put this on the Instagram too, the size of mine and Renee's wine glasses. Like, we will put like a picture of how big they are and we fill them to the brim. And if we're doing it in 12, the fact that you did it in 20 tells me that you don't play either. That yeah. you also don't waste your own time and you fill that shit up.
Yeah.
But she goes, also, this is going to sound really weird, but I've gotten super into candle making and it's been really fun, actually. Going to try to learn how to juggle this week. Thank you for trying to keep me occupied.
Wait, that sounds fun.
As soon as I read this the first time, I was like, candle making? Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, we get a bunch of essential oils.
And crayons?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And we could make it like tie-dye. Wait, hold on. After this, we go get your prescriptions. We go to Meijer and get some wax?
Yes.
Okay, I'm literally down.
I'm down.
I already have like the cue for our aux.
That was an excellent suggestion. Thank you.
I love this girl. So please follow up with us. Also, when you guys write in, like we love when you guys write in, like DM us, send us an email. We love it. And if you guys include, especially if it's an email, like your social media accounts, we will 100% follow you back. Like we would like, we live for trying to engage with our viewers.
Yeah, I will,
listeners.
I'll chat with you.
I literally will DM you, and then to the point where you stop listening and block my account.
Like
just like every guy Renee's ever spoken to, except for her father.
So my father.
My father. Next question says, thank you for the time killer suggestions. I have become a pretty good juggler. And I love that everybody heard juggling and they were like, hell yes.
They're like, I gotta put this in my email.
He goes, in just a few days, but also my mom says I'm not allowed to juggle inside anymore. Next up, I'm going to create my own language and cyberbully the elderly.
That's genius.
Comma, please check in on me later.
Claire has been wanting to create a language with me for so long.
Wait, I've been trying. I have written okay, I'll just be honest. I've written some words of a language for Renee and I, and she refuses to learn
it. Well, say it also, real quick. Say one thing.
Norbu, gottaphylakis.
Yep. Zach Galifianakis.
What did I just say? You're an alcoholic. Don't want to be friends. You're a drug addict.
Fuck, now we're broken knows. Up.
I'm just quoting. Wait, I'm going to have to blur out that name.
Yep.
The guy that I was mentioned earlier. But I love, first of all, you go, that's a great idea after I say cyberbullying the elderly.
That's a great idea, exclamation point.
Wait, how did I never think of this? Okay, Grandma, where are you on the contact list? But I also have to say, please check on me later. We'll try, but honestly, I barely check my own personal email. So maybe just send us an update. We would absolutely love that. There were two other emails that we got this week. One was in a language that was undetectable by Google Translate. And the other one was just kind of, I don't know if it was Arbonne or what, but it was 100% a pyramid scheme email.
Hey, so girly.
hey, Sally, I'm not going to endorse you. Anyways, thank you all for listening with us again. One more time, like email us in, send us anything on our DMs. Our Instagram is in our defense pod. Our email is in.our.defense. Okay, let me start over. in.our.defense.podcast@gmail.com. We love to have anybody write in and send them some stuff. Like, I don't even care if you're somebody I know or somebody I don't know. We love to read the shit that you write in no matter what. And also, if you guys have anything that you want us to talk about, let us know. More quarantine suggestions, more ways to annoy your significant other without totally setting him off. Renee just got a text from the guy that we were.
This is in real time.
Wait, in real time, she just got a text from the guy that she was like, I don't think that we should speak anymore.
Oh, he just said Renee.
He said,
oh, no.
He just texted her, Renee. So you know what that tells me? That you click block caller.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. We got to end this right now.
We got to end this right now.
This has been Claire and her friend.
Babe, love that. Talk to y'all next week. Bye.